Once he had won my trust, Bruce taught me by allowing me to express myself. The main obstacle to overcome was my impetuosity. I was a talented kid with good instincts who'd been beating up on street hustlers who lacked classical training. Now it was time to slow me down and properly arm my intuition, but Bruce had a fine line to tread. He had to teach me to be more disciplined without dampening my love for chess or suppressing my natural voice. Many teachers have no feel for this balance and try to force their students into cookie-cutter molds. I've run into quite a few egomaniacal instructors like this over the years and have come to believe that their method is profoundly destructive for students in the long run. In any case, it certainly wouldn't have worked for me. I'm sure I was a tough kid to teach. My parents raised a willful child. Even as a young boy, I was encouraged to take part in the spirited dinner party debates about art and politics in my family's living room. I was taught to express my opinion and to think about the ideas of others, not to follow authority blindly. Fortunately, Bruce's educational philosophy fit my character perfectly. He didn't present himself as omniscient, and he handled himself as more of a guide in my development than as an authority. If I disagreed with him, we'd have a discussion, not a lecture. Bruce slowed me down by asking questions. Whenever I made an important decision, good or bad, he'd ask me to explain my thought process. Were there other ways to accomplish the same aim? Had I looked for my opponent's threats? Did I consider a different order of operations? Bruce didn't patronize me. Some teachers rebel so far away from being authoritarian that they praise all their little players' decisions, good or bad. Their intention is to build confidence, but instead they discourage objectivity, encourage self-indulgence, and perhaps most destructively, they create a dishonest relationship between instructor and pupil that any bright child can sense. When I made a bad move, Bruce asked me what my idea was, and then helped me discover how I could have approached the decision-making process differently. Much of the time in our lessons was spent in silence, with us both thinking. Bruce didn't want to feed me information, but to help my mind carve itself into maturity. Over time, in his coaxing, humorous, and understatedly firm manner, Bruce gave me a foundation of critical chess principles and a systematic understanding of analysis and calculation. While the new knowledge was valuable, the most important factor in these first months of study was that Bruce nurtured my love for chess, and he never let technical material smother my innate feeling for the game.